Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis. There are 11 lines from the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. So we're discussing whether Megillas Tainus was batal or not, whether they canceled out the halachas, the days of Yomim Tovim that were in Megillas Tainus or not. So the Gemara now has a question. 11 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Meisi Rav Kana. Kana asks the question that from a Braisa, Meisi Vegazer Tainus Bechanaka Belud. There was one time where the people of the town decided that there was whatever reason they had to make a fast on Chanukah for Ritzar was going upon them. So that when you went a Tzar, we're going to get to Maseches Tainus. We're done right now. Very soon, we'll get to Maseches Tainus. So we're going to see that Beis Tzara, that one of the things is a where goes our Tainus. So what happened? So the Yarad Rabbi Eliezer Verachat, Rabbi Eliezer specifically went to a bathhouse and bathed there. Rabbi Shua Vesipa, Rabbi Shua went to go get a haircut to show in public, to demonstrate publicly that there was no reason to have any fast day and any showing of a day of tsar by not getting a haircut but going to bath, the things that usually generally a person would refrain from during the fast days, that is something that they showed publicly that you should not be doing. V'amru lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said to those who fasted, so uvisano mashinisim, he got upset because they're fasting on Chanukah, and they said they were tamidim of Rehoboam and Zakeh, by the way, so we see that they were after the Chorban HaBayis, right? Rashi points that out. We see that after Chorban HaBayis and they were fasting on Chanukah, and they're very upset that they were fasting on Chanukah. So we see over here that a person is not supposed to be fasting on days where Megillas Tainus tells us it's a Yom Tov. So we see Megillas Tainus has not been canceled out. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef, Shiny Chanukah to Ika Mitzvah. Chanukah is different. Chanukah, yes, other days in Megillas Tainus were canceled out, but Chanukah, there's a specific mitzvah of the Hadlakas Neros Chanukah and the mitzvahs of Halavot Da and Chanukah. So therefore, Halavot Da may be applicable to other days in Megillas Tainus, but definitely the mitzvahs Neros Chanukah is applicable on Chanukah. So we're not mevatel it. So, which the question of Abaye is mamish pella. The Gemara says, Abaye says to Rav Yosef that v'tibatel ihu v'tibatel mitzvasa, they should get rid of Chanukah and get rid of the mitzvahs. What in the world does it have mean over here? We have a mitzvah of Chanukah to remember the commemorance of the Chashmoneim and the great miracle and all the or, and forget about the Sod Shebol and all the Chassidish Sfarim and the Bnei Sasra and all the Sfarim about how great the mitzvah of Chanukah is, but just to the basic level, we're becoming a mitzvah derabanan. So it's a very fascinating thing. What exactly was Abaye bothered by? I'm not sure. The verse says, "Alamar v'yosef the pirsum nisa," because it is through the miracle of Chanukah, as a pirsum nisa. And Rashi points out, "Kvaru galay lekol Yisrael." So basically, we're suggesting over here that since it's already we do pirsum nisa, we did this mitzvah, it's not nachon to mevatel this inyan over here, the mitzvah of Chanukah. Again, par v'lashon from Rashi, and the stronger that Chanukah, how could you mevatel Chanukah? But that's what the Gemara says. It's a fascinating Gemara over here. The Gemara continues now. Mosi Rav Acha Bar Huna. So another question: whether or not mevatel the days of Megillas Tainus from the following, but plus of Tishrei butlas ad karasa min shtaraya. On the third of Tishrei, they used to have mention Hashem's name in documents, and the Chachamim were constantly trying to pressure the Jews to stop doing that, to write Hashem's name in documents. We're going to get to what was the whole episode over here, and they made a yomtiv. So what happened here? Now here's the story: Shegazer Malchus Yavan Gzera Shelo Eskir Shem Shemayim Al Pihem. So the Yavanim, the Greeks, they had a lot of decrees on the Yidden, right? Not mevatel. And in addition to that, they said you're not allowed to have the name of Hashem, to discuss the name of Hashem ever. So when the Chashmonaim came and we defeated them, the Hazal Merka of Chanukah, so after that also, so then they came in and they said, not only that, we're going to write Shem Shemayim even on our Shtaros and our documents, which at first glance was a great idea. However, what would they write? They would write the Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who is the Kohen Gadol to Hashem, right? Kel Elyon Hashem, the Supreme God, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who exactly Yochanan was? Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the famous Kohen Gadol during the time of Cheshmonaim. There's a big shaila who exactly he was, what years of the Chashmonaim dynasty he was, but he was a big tzaddik in the beginning at least, and then he was, so that they were showing that in the documents, they were showing that they're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, so what happened though? They started thinking after the minute Sakana from the Chachamid Davar, when the Chachamid looked about this and they noticed and they said, Amr, wait a second, Lamachar Zaporeschov, you're gonna pay your debts and you have it on all the documents of the Shtar Zemiltabashpa, you're gonna throw it all out in the garbage. So therefore, Mbitlum. So they wanted to get rid of the Takana to say Shem Hashem on the documents because people throw them out all the time. I mean, little wedding invitations. It's a whole shaila about writing a pasuk on wedding invitations. Everyone knows you're going to throw them out. So they pay half a pasuk. They write only certain things. That's a big shaila. And now everyone just, and a lot of people nowadays will just send them out in emails to save money and you get rid of the shaila about throwing them out. And the Chachamim saw they were successful in getting rid of this practice. They made it into a chag. we see that a lot of times people think they're doing mitzvahs and they think they're doing the best thing in the world. It's hard to get them to stop. You know, person who likes to wear the red string, which is probably an iser, whatever, a shayla of an iser d'oraisa of a darkei mor. You want to say a lot of people are violent, and a person tells them not to do that, then you know they get upset and they say no, this is a skula, this is not. Even though the pashtus, it's a major, major problem. Things like that, people think the notions that people have that are mitzvahs. A lot of times, it's very hard to get them to stop it and tell them not to do it. So when they saw they're successful, they were so happy they made a yomtiv. The Chassam Sofer has a very fascinating explanation of specifically why Gimel Tishrei. We have a lot of Ramazim towards the Aseret Mitzvah, the 10 days, where the 10 days parallel to, we know, the 7 days of the week. A person can be Masakin all 7 days of that week throughout the whole year. That's brought down a lot of Sfarim. He says the 10 days of the Aseret Mitzvah correspond to the Aseret Hadibros. I've never heard this of Remez before, that the 10 days of the Aseret Hadibros are comparable to the 10 days of Aseret Mitzvah. So what's the third Dibra? The third Dibra is the third day of Tishrei corresponding. Don't say Hashem's name in vain. And that day they thought that they'd have a segula to be able to help Hashem's name, and they were successful at Dafka on Gimel Tishrei. Fascinating remez from the Chassam Sofer. Now the Gemara is pointing out, though, going back to our Shaila, now if you're going to tell me that Megillas Tainis was cancelled after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so why would they have declared a new Chag after this time? Kamaisa Batul, that they've just already gotten rid of the Chagim during the Megillas Tainis, so then, and the happy things. So, Achrina Mosivin, they would add further ones already after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We got rid of the Megillas Tainis. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, and then everyone would agree that Megillas Tainis was in effect during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash by Sheni. So the Gemara now, we're turning on to Yotzei Mod Aleph, now the next Talmud. Gemara says, but the Chachamim should have said that there was already a Chag then, because what do we say? We just said, what is Gimel? We should know Gimel Tishrei from another Halacha. That's the day after Rosh Hashanah, that's the Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia, Davila Yei, Yom Shinar Gedalia Ben Achikam. The third day was the day when the Gedalia was assassinated, which we know, we learned before, that when it was Bizman Beis HaMikdash, these were Yamim Tovim, so Tzom Gedalia was a Yom Tov. So if it was already a Yom Tov, so then at that point it should have been already a Chag. So why would we have to add a Chag onto already a day, which we're assuming right now was already a Chag? So Gemara answers, I'm a Rav. So Rav answers, Lo nitzricha ela le'esor et shelefanav. The Rav said that this takana was only during the second Beis HaMikdash, was only necessary because it was to also the day before the second day of Tishrei. That in halachas of Megillas Tainis, it's only Aser make our din to fast on the days that are supposed to be celebrated. The Chachamim extended Megillas Tainis to fast even the day before and the day after, in order that people shouldn't come to fast on the day as well. Accidentally come to fast on the day. So let's say if the day of Chav Beis Cheshvat is a Yom Tov, so you can't fast the day before or the day after. That would be the halacha of all the Yom Tovim mentioned in Megillas Tainis. So the Gemara says, so wait a second though. So the fun of Nami, so you tell me the day before though, typically that it should be enough. David le Yom Shalachar Rosh Chodesh, but the day after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, assuming Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is a day of a Chag, of obviously it's also the day as well of Rosh Hashanah, but the day of Rosh Chodesh, so obviously, so then you're not allowed to fast the day after, because that's a Chag. So the day after a Chag of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to fast either, because that itself is a Simcha. So that's what we're asking over here, that why should you have to make a takana not to fast on Gimel afterwards during the time of this simcha of when they're mevatel the shtaros? It should already have been aser before and to fast on Gimel Tishrei because of the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah the day before. So Gemara says no, because Rosh Chodesh is deoraisa lo bay chizuk. That Rosh Chodesh is a din deoraisa, and a lot of din deoraisa, you know, people are very careful with. Dinim Derabban, a lot of times people try to make Mazals. Unfortunately, even Bizman Azeh, we have that Takanas of Chazal, let's say, whatever. I'm not giving specific examples, but one example, not swimming on Shabbos, something people like to make room for themselves. If there was a real Issa Derais and not to swim on Shabbos, I think a lot less people would be inclined to do that. So, Divrei Torah, we know that they need Chizuk. People oftentimes are very afraid of the Dinim Derais. Dinim Derabban, though, they need Chizuk, so they made it Usr to fast the day before and the day after. Now this is very interesting. We see from over here though that it's a Dereisa. Clearly the concept of Rosh Chodesh is Dereisa. Is fasting on Rosh Chodesh also a Din Dereisa? It could go either way. You can understand that both of that. So it's actually Machlokas Rishonim, how to paskin, whether fasting on Rosh Chodesh is Dereisa. And it's interesting to note though that Sam's over here that definitely, it's definitely Mashma from this Gemara that Rosh Chodesh, we're calling Rosh Chodesh the time of Rosh Hashanah, which is definitely a Yom Tov that definitely shouldn't be fasting, and it's a Simcha, is Machlokas. So the Gaonim had a minug that one should fast during the times we actually use that as a sniff, that a person doesn't usually wear makpid, that you should drink something before chatzos on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's like a mikzas fast if you don't do that. So on Rosh Hashanah we're a little bit more makel because of the gonim hold, so we actually use it as a sniff. We don't really say you should fast, but batim that they hold mutter fast anyway, so at least till chatzos we're not going to hold it's really an issue. So use like a tzir of shittas there, but either way they held that it's that you're supposed to be fasting. So this gemara seems to be a little bit against what they hold. We hold that it's really not preferable, you're not supposed to be fasting, but the gonim at least held that way. And another din in Shulchan Aruch is that by Rosh Chodesh Av, if I'm not mistaken, also it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it'd be mutter to fast because that was the day that the passing of Aaron HaKohen, so it really was a tragedy. So how would you explain that if you hold fasting as a daraisa, an isra daraisa? I'm not exactly sure how to answer that kasha, but either way, this is a shayla whether it asserts to fast or not on Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara continues to stand and we learn in a brayse. The brayse tells us, "Hayamim ma'elu k'suvim b'Megillas Titus." Those days which are written in Megillas Titus, asurin be'lef ne'im ben shachrayim. It's forbidden to fast both the day preceding them and the days following them. Tosos point out that the days following them would only be asur and fasting, but the hesped would be mutter. Shabbos is v'yom and tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hey, Masurim, it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Lifnei Nachrayim Mutarim, but the days before, days after them would be also okay. My freshman tells us, what's the difference between Shabbos and the days of Megillas Tainis that you're allowed to fast after Motzei Shabbos and days before Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Halalo Divrei Torah, because these are Divrei Torah, obviously keeping Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the same Shaila applies by Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Is it usher to fast midoraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's a Shaila. Ve'ein Divrei Torah tzirichim chizik. However, the day of deraisa, you don't need to make it so strong by making the day before and the day after to fast. Halal Divrei Sovereign, but dinim derabanan, which are enactments derabanan, and people might not keep the dinim derabanan, Divrei Sovereign tzirichim chizik. Dinim derabanan need more. They need a stronger case to put the day before and the day after not to fast in order that people should keep it to prevent people from violating it. So what do we see from over here? The Gemara is going back to its answer that at the end of the day, Gimel Tishrei was a fast during the time of Beis HaMikdash, again because they got rid of the fact that it was a time that they got rid of the fact that people used to use Hashem's name in documents, on payment documents and things of the like. So even though Gimel Tishrei was already a Chag, they made it Aser to fast on that day. And Gemara says, but typically, wait a second though. Wait a second. The day of the second of Tishrei is a day before the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated. So some Gedaliah is not a din d'oraisa, it should be a din d'rabbanan, and should be usher to fast the day before. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi, no, Gedaliah ben Achikam is divrei kabbalah. The fast of Gedaliah was a din, divrei kabbalah, is fast of the divrei kabbalah, which you assume is something that the Nevi'im were masakin, and divrei kabbalah ki divrei Torah damu. The divrei kabbalah are stronger. So some Gedaliah is a chag, therefore it would have been, is on Gimel. So the second would have been mutter. However, the fact that Rabbanan were masakin the Chag on the third would not have been usher on the second because they don't need chizak because Divrei Kabbalah are very strong. That's what we see over here. So we are again assuming that Megillah Tanis is not Bevatel. And we're asking Kashi though, Macy, Rav Tovi Bar Masna. Rav Tovi Bar Masna has a question, really it's not true. On the 28th of Adar, Asa Beshurt the Tavalei who died. Good things happened to the Yidden. What happened? That they were originally told they're not allowed to learn Torah. Shegazer Malchus Gzera. This was the Romans told them not to learn Torah. Shaloyasku b'Torah, they're not supposed to learn Torah. Shaloyim alos b'neim, they shouldn't do milah, mitzvah milah. Shaloy chalos Shabbos, also they should violate Shabbos. Again, they're trying to get rid of the Yidden doing. They tried to take ikar mitzvos and prevent us from doing them in order to get the Jews to stop keeping Yiddishkeit. Masa Yehuda ben Shimon v'Chaver. What did Shimon do? They took advice from a Roman, a Roman noblewoman. She called Gedolei Roman Matunas, because everyone asked her Shailas, Amr Lahem. She said, so she told them good advice. She said to them that go cry out at night and say, Halchu v'yfingu b'layla. So they went on the cry and they said the following, Amru, Ishamayim. For heaven's sake, for Shem Shemayim, lo achichem, aren't you our brothers? Bnei Esav, we assume, are Bnei Romai, are coming from Bnei Esav. Esav and Yaakov. So Esav is this week's, so we see that that when it comes to Esav, that they're coming from Rome. So we see, so lo achim and lo bnei ach avanach, aren't we the same father? Meaning we come from Yitzchak. Lo bnei ach avanach avanach, we have Rivka. Yitzchak and Rivka, they're our parents. We come from them. We're mishpacha, we're cousins. Man ishanin makolum of lashon. Why are we different? Shatem kozim lein gzeros kashrus. You're harder on us than all the other nations of the world. It's not the same today. You know, the UN has more condemnations of Israel than any other harshers in North Korea even, I think. This is pretty ironic and obviously in a sad way. Vitlam, so it's still, the Romans abolished these decrees. V'osa yom asua yom tov. So the Rabbanan established that date, so they listened to them. They accepted it. They said, you're right. Okay, they established the 20th of Adar should be a chag, which is Atzer to fast. Now the Gemara says, V'isa gadaitech batla Megillas Tainas. Now you're going to tell me Megillas Tainas had been canceled out. Kamaisa batl, so they got rid of all the chagim during the time that were applicable during Beis HaMikdash. Achrina Musaf, and now they're adding days, other chagim that they should be adding when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You're going to argue with me, no, that this chag was also the chaf, this situation, this story happened during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That can't be, though, historically. Why not? Because Yehudai b'Shemua, Talmud of Rameir. Yehudai b'Shemua was a Talmud of Rameir, and we know Rameir lived way after the Basar HaAchiyava. He was after the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi points out, that Rabbi Meir, we know that the Yochanan ben Zakkai was the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That we learned from the Gemara in Gittin. And his Talmud was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was a Rav of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Meir was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva lived after the Chorban. He was the time of Bar Kokhba, which is after the Chorban. And Rabbi Meir was the Talmud of his. So Rabbi Meir lived well after the Chorban Abayas. So we see that, and this was a Talmud of Rameir, even further than that. So clearly, it was not during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This really should be Desanya. The Halacha tells us in the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, this is a Halacha reference to Tumah Vatara, just important to Halacha. When it comes to, something is only allowed to be Mekabal Tumah if it's something which is subject to Halacha's of Mekabal Tumah. And we know, like, let's say metal, Midaraisa is Mekabal Tumah. However, glass is only Derabanan. So glasses in general to be mekabel tumah. Now another halacha is that something to be mekabel tumah also needs to be a kli. That's what half Maseches Kelim is dirty prakim discussing a kli. It breaks. So what situation is it? A kli? Is it not a kli? What the functions of the kli? So that's a big shaila. So if a kli breaks, so it's no longer a function to hold its contents inside, then it's no longer going to be subject to the halachas of tumah anymore because it's considered a broken kli. A shever kli is not subject to the halacha of tumah. Now when you then go back and you put all the shards together and put it back together, so midah reisa, it's fully tar because it already lost its status, and now it's Torah. However, Chazar goes there, they were afraid of people are going to come to make mistakes, and when it's Torah, when it's not. So they were gozer that would be Tameh Midera Banan. Now, they were only gozer on that halacha on things that generally have a Tumah Deraisa, like metal. However, glass, if it broke and then you put it back together, glass, they would not hold what's called Tumah Yeshana, that's a Dera Banan, that would not apply to, they don't apply to glass. With that, we're ready to read the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Kleiz Chukhis Shenikvu. If you have glass kalim, glass utensils that became they have a hole in them, so they were now longer usable, and now they removed the status of tumah. Ve'heti flotochan avar. So you put lead into them to plug up the hole. So now the kli is usable. Amar b'shem Gamliel Yehuda Meshuma Metame Mishum Rabbi Meir. Yehuda Meshuma, quoting his Rebbe, Rav Meir, would say that they are tame. And Rashi explains the svara is, but that they would go to tumah yeshana, even though we know that glass generally is not going to chazer of tumas and yeshana, that they were not gozer on. However, Rashi points out that this is we're going to consider this metal because of the fact that Aver, the lead over there is a davar ha-maimid, it's holding it up, and therefore we're viewing it as a metal kli, which therefore is going to be go after davar ha-maimid, and therefore it's going to go back to its tumah yeshana. However, chachamim say that it's tar, because according to chachamim, the kli is not going to be something that's classified as metal, just because you have this, you filled it up, you plugged it up with metal, that's not considered davar ha-maimid, and therefore they would say it's mostly glass, it's going to be something which should not go to tumah yeshana. So we see the chachamim would say that it remains tar. But we see what the point of the Mishnah is, that which is important to know what the halacha of the Mishnah, that's why I give the hakdama. But the Mishnah really be'etzem is telling us that Yehuda Matamai was living way after, Yehuda Matamai rather was a Talmud of Rameir, living way after the Beis HaMikdash and telling us he should have this chag. So clearly this Megillas Tainis should show that we're not mevatel Megillas Tainis. So Gemara says, Ena Chanami, really it's machlokas Tanaim, whether or not we are mevatel Megillas Tainis. Tonight it's machlokas Tanaim, the Tanaim we learn in the Braisa. Hayamim Ma'ilach, Silva Megillas Tainis. The days that are written in Megillas Tainis, Bein Bezman, Shabikdash Ayakam, whether the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, was not in existence yet, they're going to be considered chagim, asurin, it's asur to fast on them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinions of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi, Mizman Shabbat Yisrael, Kaim Asurin, Bnei Shasimcha Yilahim, during the Beis HaMikdash, it was time of happiness. In Bnei Shasimcha Yilahim, however, when the Beis HaMikdash is longer Kaim, Hishayevalim, what is it reminding us of all the special things that happened during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, specifically during the time of the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Levatel just makes us sad. She was thinking about more how amazing it was, Bezman Beis HaMikdash, and we're in Avelos, we have halachas that, right? Zichel Lechurban that we keep all the time, our houses, our things, even weddings, our happiest times, we're not happy because we're missing the Ikar Simcha of our lives, which is the Beis HaMikdash, so still, these times also are not necessarily a simcha for us. So therefore, the halacha is hilchas ha-batlu. The halacha is that we mevatel Megillas Tainis However, a different halacha ruled that it's not bevatel. So which is it? Obviously, it's stira. Kashi hilchas hilchas. So which is it? One halacha mesura we have that Megillah Tanis is bevatel, and one says it's not bevatel. So how do we pass? Kins Gemara says lo kasha kan bechanaka parim. With the halachas of chanaka parim, those are not bevatel. Kan b'shar yome. Here, in regards to the other halachas, with other things, other chagim that were mentioned in Megillah Tanis, those are mevatel. It's interesting why chanaka and parim are different. We saw the mitzvah sheyesh b'hem is one thing. Also, we know we say by yom ha'mehem is manazed that the chag itself is it's coming about every year, the Nes of Purim, the Nesim of Chanukah, those are something which come about every year. It's a special, special time. Your person in general, and I can't tell you, but a person in general is not supposed to be asking for Nesim Geluyim because it's going to take away from his Chusim in general in life. You're not supposed to necessarily ask for Nesim Geluyim. However, on Chanukah and Purim, we know that the Nusach, if one forgets Yalav Yavo, so then if you get never have Yalav Nesim and you're benching, so we have this special Harachaman. What do we say? She asks Nesim and Flos, so you should do Nesim Flos to us right now. That's what Nevin Tzol holds halacha l'maaseh. That a person is allowed to ask for nisim on Chanukah and Purim, because the day Hashem gives us special kochos of nisim bizman hazeh as well, not just that by yom bizman hazeh. Now also it's a time of nisim, a very deep kavanas about how special Chanukah and Purim are. They were not mevatel. All the other chagim and Megillah Tanis are going to be mevatel. Now the Gemara continues with the next statement of the Mishnah: Ad el ne rosh hashanah. That the messengers would go out on Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. The Al Tishrei Medina Tekasa Ma'ados, and the Tishrei because of the proper times of the Chagim of Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The Gemara says, wait a second though. Kivan Afkile Elul, the messengers went out to tell when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, Al Tishrei Lama Lahava. Why'd they have to go before Tishrei? So we're assuming, because we know when Rosh Hashanah, as we explained before, Rosh Hashanah was almost always 29 days. So at that point, then why would we assume that anything changed and we would know exactly when Yom Kippur is? Maybe you're going to say that based in fact mid el full mid at 30 days. So Gemara says, we see from the days of Ezra and onward that there was never Elul was not full. Hundreds and hundreds of years, the times of Elul, they would keep that Elul would be 29 days, so they knew exactly when it was. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's what be most of the time. However, lomatzinu de'itzrich, because they didn't see it necessary to make Elul full. However, if it was necessary for the halachas we're going to mention later on, and the daf chaf, tomorrow's daf, we're going to get to this, about the different considerations that they would have to make sure it shouldn't be next to the Yom Kippur, shouldn't be next to Shabbos, and things like of the like. So therefore, they would make sure that the Elul, they would have to, if they needed to make Elul, they would for that purpose. So even though it never really happened, they were afraid maybe it did, so people wouldn't have the issue of Adas, so therefore they would have to make sure that the Takanos and Ma'odos would be done properly. They would have to go up Bitzad in Tishrei as well if they would make Elul 30 days. And Gemara says, wait a second though, if they made Elul 30 days, when they went out in Rosh Chodesh Elul, so everyone assumed that it was 29 days, so that's how they knew to keep Rosh Hashanah, because they had nothing, no other option. So if they did that, Hamakalka Rosh Hashanah, they would be ruining Rosh Hashanah. People would keep Rosh Hashanah the wrong day if they made Elul 30 days, because everyone knew that there's a 95% chance, 98% chance, 99% chance that they were keeping Elul 29 days. They would assume Rosh Hashanah was the next day. But if they don't assume that, then they're going to be stuck. It's going to be a major problem. So the Gemara says, still, mutaf to kal Rosh Hashanah, even though they kept Rosh Hashanah the wrong day, below yiskal kulu muadis, but all the days of this cheshbon, of making Elul, the 29 days, this benefit of making it 30 days for this purpose is going to be stronger than the fact that people kept Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. Daikon, I mean, it's also Meduik, the Mishnah indicates this way. Diktani al Tishrei, mipnei takanos amodas. Tishrei is on account of making the Chagim at the proper times. So we see that Shema Minag, we learn from this, that the Chagim were concerned about the other Chagim. Takanos amodas, that they should be in the right time, in the right proper time with the other Cheshbonos that we mentioned, that should make sure that that's why Tishrei is the Iker. Now the Mishnah continues, Val Kislev Dimnei Chanukah, and Kislev Gon Chanukah, and Adar Bnei HaPurim, and Adar for Purim. But the mission never tells us. But let's say it was a Uber year. It was a year like this year. We're having a leap year this year. We have two udders. So shouldn't they go on the second udder and tell them when Purim is? So the Gemara says that this implies that our Mishnah Masis and Loka Rebbe is not the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi that says the Tanya Rebbe Yehuda Nasi tells us in the Brayser. Rebbe Omer in Misabra Hashana, if the year was in fact a leap year, which they added another month, then Yotzin Afal Adar Sheni Bnei Purim, they would go out for Adar Sheni on account of Purim. Because they would need to know that Purim would be the extra month, and really the Iker Purim is on the second month. That's when you keep Purim. So they would need to keep the second month as well to tell when Purim is. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda in the Brayser, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and the Stam Mishnah of our Mishnah, which disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Lema b'haka miflegi. So maybe the argument of the following, the Mar Savar, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, Kol Mitzvos Nogas B'Sheni. All the Mitzvos which apply to the second Adar, Nohagas B'Rishon, they would apply to the first, and therefore, since they already Merkayim the Mitzvah of Purim, since they kept the Mitzvah of Purim in the first Adar, and there's no reason to repeat it in the second, because the Iker Mitzvah is either one, so they did it already, they were Yotzeh Purim. Mar Savar, Kol Mitzvos Nogas B'Sheni, Ein Nogas B'Rishon, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would hold that the Mitzvahs performed in the second one are not going to be performed in the first one. That's the Yisod HaMachlokas over here. Tosfos asks the Bam Kasha over here, but wait a second. Even if we're assuming that whether or not you're Yotzeh the Mitzvah of Purim, shouldn't there be another reason that they have to come for Adar Sheni? It's to know when Pesach is. Because if they're not coming If they're gonna come, they didn't come in Adar Sheni to tell you that this is Adar Sheni. They're gonna think the next month, they're gonna think it wasn't necessarily a leap year, and the next month is Nisan. They're gonna be end up celebrating Nisan. They're gonna celebrate Pesach in the wrong time. So clearly, they should come and tell you when Adar is, according to everybody. So Tosos answer that no, the fact that they don't come the next month, they always come for Rosh Chodesh for Nisan to tell you when Nisan is, to tell you when Pesach is. The fact that they didn't come in Nisan, they're gonna know it must have been a leap year, and they're gonna know when to keep Adar. They're gonna know that the Pesach was really the next month. That's what Tosos end up answering. But either way, going back to Vir. So then, is this the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and the Tana of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Lo, this is not the machlokas. The machlokas is different. Dekulei alma mitzvahs anogas b'shini. Everyone agrees that mitzvahs apply to the second udder. Eino agas b'rishon. We're not applied to the first udder, and Purim must be celebrated again in the second udder. V'halcha be'ibur shana kamifay. They're disagreeing with regards to the leap year. The Tana we learn in Braisa. Kamar ibur shana. How many days is the first udder when we know it's a leap year? Shloshim yom. The first, the Tanakhama holds it as 30 days, or Meshimakam says Chodesh. So we're going to see what Chodesh means. It means a month. It could be either 29 or 30. So we can explain that Tanakhama of our Mishnah is the opinion of the Tanakhama, and therefore the first of Adar is always 30 days. There's no reason to send out the messengers for the second day, because they know that they were aware of the leap year, as we just mentioned, because the Shlichim didn't come. So they know there must have been a leap year. They know that it was going to be 30 days, and there was no reason to send them out. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna Shloshim." Why are we assuming that the first Adar was always 30 days? The other, because everyone knows that the second Adar is going to be 31 days after the Rosh Chodesh, you're going to know when it is. So the Gemara says, Chodesh Nami Adi, but if it's Chodesh, we're assuming it's 29 days, so everyone know that it would be 29 days. What does it matter? Why were we mamming the machlokas between whether it's 29 or 30 days? If you know it's 29 days, then the day after would be Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then you would know when the second Adar is as well. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Manda Marosh Chodesh. The one who says it was a month, Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shloishim. He would say if Basin wishes to add a month of 29 days, wanted to, or it could be 30 days. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they need to send out for the second Adar. That's the opinion of Yehuda Nasi, because it means that they could do either one. You didn't know what they did. So since they didn't know what it is, they wouldn't know what Purim is in the second Adar. They would have to send out the messengers. As opposed to Tanakhama, it was always 30. So everyone would know that if the Eidim weren't coming for the second month, they would know there was a leap year, and they would know that it's the second Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and they would keep Purim at the proper time. Now the Gemara continues in regards to the length of Adar. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kala Kadish of Yerushalayim, the holy congregation of Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, or Zochel Abin Yerushalayim. Hey, Al Shnei Adarim, that in the case of two Adar, Shemaktishin Ozam Be'Yom Iburim, they would make them Kaddish in the Adars on the 30th day of the month. The Yom Ibur is generally assumed that the Yom Ibur is usually the day which Basin could make it into Rosh Chodesh. That would be the 30th day, would be the Rosh Chodesh. Lema the Chaserin Avdinan, so we assume they would make both Adars Chaser. Mlei Lavdin, we wouldn't make them fully, we'd make it that would be 30, a full 30 day of the month before. This is actually, in fact, excluding the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Chista, who learned, "Hey, Rabbi Yisrael, by Moshe Chagai Zachar Malachi, in the name of Chagai Zachar Malachi, Al Shnei Adarim, the month of two others, Shimratzu LaAsos Osam Shnei Malein Osin. If the Beis Din wished to make them two both full, they would be allowed to Shnei Chaser and Osin, or if they want to make them both 29, they would be allowed to do that as well. Echad Melech Chaser Chaser Osin, or if they want to make 129 and 130, they would all allowed to do that as well." All these cases they're about to do. V'kacha yudag et begola, and that was the minhag in Gola, in the Golos. And Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, in the name of their teacher Rav, they said, "Olam echad malav echad chaser." No, we always have to assume that one month of Adar, the first is going to be full, and the second one is going to be chaser, is deficient. Ad shivad lechal shuk Rosh Chodesh bismano, until it becomes known to you that the people arriving ready to sell the Rosh Chodesh, the second Adar was the 30th day, making the first Adar chaser. So now the Mark continues about Adar. Shalchulei lamar ukva. They asked from Adar samach l'nisan olam chaser, that they told them that the Adar next to Nisan is always going to be chaser. That Adar in an ordinary year, the Adar is going to be 29 days. The Gemara says, "Meisi of Nachman, Nachman had a kasha based on the fact." That we said Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalin is Shabbos. That concerning 2 months, the witnesses are allowed to go even on Shabbos to inform the basin that they saw the new moon. When are these 2 months? Al Nisan ve'al Tishrei. That the witnesses saw the new moon in the months of on Friday night. They would go on Shabbos beyond the Tchum and violate Shabbos on Nisan and Tishrei. They single these out because these are tied to the Moadim, and that would be mutter to go see the new moon. So the Gemara now points out, Iamart Bishlam Azmin and Malazim and Chaser. Now, if you're going to tell me that Adar sometimes is full and on sometimes Chaser, then it makes sense. That's why you're sending the Edim Bishumach. You have to send the Edom and either ascertain when Rosh Chodesh Adar really ended and when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is now beginning. However, says the Gemara, Eli Armat L'Olam Chaser, but if you're going to tell me that Adar is always going to be Chaser, is always going to be lacking, it's going to be 29, so then Mayim Mechalin, why would they desecrate Shabbos in order to send them? Because even if no witnesses came, Beis Din would be able to declare it on their own. They would know that the 30th day should always be Rosh Chodesh. They would be able to declare it without any witnesses. The Gemara answers no, because Mishum the Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Pi Ariya, because it's a mitzvah to be Kadosh to Chodesh, to sanctify the new moon through the sighting of the new moon, as the pasuk says, "A Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim." This pasuk should be beginning of the new month, Hazeh, is a lashon indicating that you actually see it. And therefore, we're learning from here that the witnesses should actually come to the court to show the court when the mitzvah, that's the extra mitzvah to show when it should be. So that would be the case of, why, if that's the case, then why should it apply only to Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? It should be for every mitzvah. That's in fact, in Chanami, it's Fasemet discusses this. That really, in Chanami, we should be saying for every chag that would be the case, that there would be a mitzvah, every Rosh Chodesh should be the mitzvah of the setting of the new moon, should be al piariyah, that they should come and violate Shabbos and go past the Tchum Shabbos in order to be Mekai in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Ikadamre in tomorrow's daf.